Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Mobiek demands agrotoxic ban in El Salvador. On Friday, the movement of victims and people affected by climate change and corporations, Mobiek, held a demonstration in San Salvador, capital city of El Salvador. The demonstrators protested over the environmental and social crimes perpetrated in the country by big corporations such as Bayer and Monsanto, and demanded a food sovereignty law and a ban to 53 agrotoxic products. Mobiek, a movement that gathers agricultural and indigenous people and social organizations in defense of the environment, among other actors, invited people to participate in this march to mark World Food Day on October the 16th. The demonstrators gathered at Avenida Revolución and marched to the offices of the National Private Business Association, ANEP, and also the Legislative Assembly. During the demonstration, they expressed their concern over the use of agrotoxics, which is seriously affecting the health of the local population, the quality of water, soil fertility, biodiversity, the local economy, and food security. The demonstrators submitted a letter to the Legislative Assembly, the National Parliament, where they demanded to resume the discussion over the agrotoxic ban in the country and to pass a food sovereignty law. The demonstrators demand the Assembly to annul the veto by former President Mauricio Funes to Decree 473. That decree includes reforms to the pesticide, fertilizer and agricultural product use control law, and the Assembly is required to annul the presidential veto in order to be able to ban the use of 53 agrotoxics. Mobiek also urges the Agricultural and Agroindustrial Chamber of El Salvador, CAMAGRO, which has defended the use of poisons, to stop opposing the ban. According to Verdad Digital news outlet, Mobiek Secretary General José Santos Guevara explained that agrochemical products have deep impacts on the health of the population. He also stated that in the past years, thousands of people have died from kidney failure and that the extremely high rates of kidney failure are attributed to the use of agrochemicals. According to Mobiek, an investigation conducted by the Salvadoran Health Ministry showed that there is a link between affected populations and dominant agricultural practices that include the use of high amounts of agrotoxics.